The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Dublin has developed a reputation for antisocial behaviour and danger after dark. But since the summer, a new initiative has tried to enhance community safety with a non-judgmental welfare zone on busy Camden Street. It's funded by the Department of Justice. Dublin City Council's so-called Nino service will finish up its trial period after Christmas. But is there a permanent place for the Nino in the capital? News Talk Sarah Madden went out over the weekend with its operators to find out how it works.
It's 10 p.m. on a November Saturday in Dublin city centre, and revellers are arriving to Camden Street for a night on the town.
We're at our work Christmas party. I think we're going to the Camden.
It's a great night out in city centre, I won't lie, yeah.
I'm just going with the guys. Whatever happens, happens.
We're going to go probably coppers, and can I shout out my mum and dad too, please? Sean and Serena, love you as much.
Yeah, it's a bit of crack, yeah. The party life is lit.
But we are in love with this man. Yes, it is his birthday. Yeah. We're going to the Camden. He's a great man.
To find a woman.
We're all very happy for him.
It's not my birthday. We're going mad.
On a mental one, anyways.
It's a crazy one.
So where's Nino? Where is Nino?
Yeah. The Nino is a little white van at the corner of Grantham Street and Camden Street that operates between the hours of 10 p.m. and 4 a.m. on Friday and Saturday nights.
Which is a first for Ireland because it's a help zone, Dublin Nights help zone.
Ray O'Donoghue is Dublin City's nighttime economy advisor.
It could be anything from medical intervention to just bottle of water, flip-flops, believe it or not. Just anything to help people on a night out. And it's one of the initiatives that I wanted to bring in as nighttime advisor. It's part of this Dublin City's strategy for the nighttime economy, which has three pillars, effectively: cultural activity, transport and safety. And this is very much part of the safety strategy. The Assistant Commissioner, the head of the Metropolitan Policing Area in Dublin City, is a big supporter, has been from the very beginning. I'm with him to be safe in some A&E visits, and it's making people feel safer on their night out and helping to a vibrant city. And it's working. It's definitely working.
We have medics on duty here, we have security on duty and a welfare manager on duty as well. So we're kind of equipped to deal with any situation that occurs.
John McCarthy is the manager of the Nino that now helps up to 50 people a night.
Some nights are busier than others, and we've had everything here from twisted ankles to cuts. We've had a couple of fractured skulls, etc. One was where a chap had fallen over, had a really bad pain out the back of his head. The medics attended to him. The back of his skull was spongy. He was getting very bad headaches if we shined a light in his eyes, so straight away they went right, call an ambulance. And then we have issues like people who are lost, people who need a safe space, people who need a phone charge, or maybe have lost their phone, need to make a phone call, etc. And sometimes even we had one person came and they were looking for a hotel, but they didn't know which hotel it was, so we actually had to ring two or three of the hotels before we found the correct hotel for them, and then we were able to get them into a taxi and get them away to the hotel, you know. So it's good to have, you know, resources like that. At some stage throughout all our lives, we've all had a night where we've been too drunk or we've got lost. I also have a 23, 21 and 19-year-old, so like I've seen them picking them up and they might be slightly too drunk or, you know, tearful coming home or, you know, maybe lost a phone or different things. So the way we treat people here is the way that we want our kids, etc., to be treated. So that sense, it's good.
We're going to D2 for an 18.
Yeah.
Oh.
An 18th, a D2.
Nice. And you've come along to the Nino this evening. What have you got in here?
Water.
We do think it's so good. It's obviously so safe to have it, and it's really like reassuring to have it here.
I was so thirsty and now I'm quenched.
But the flip-flops, I thought the flip-flops sounds like that's really a great idea, because one of the girls that's with us tonight, she's driving home tonight from town and she's in heels right now. She's going to drive barefoot tonight.
Oh.
And so you'll be back here for flip-flops later.
Yeah. Of course I will. Of course I will.
Can you imagine coming back for a bottle of water, maybe charging your phone?
Well, girls, why not?
Honestly, like a night to night that you're out for so long, 100%.
I'll take a bit of paracetamol for a headache. No matter.
Yeah, 100%.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning, people have been out all night, there's slips, trips and falls. You want to see it help them. But if you ring for an ambulance, it could easily be 3/4 of an hour before an ambulance comes.
Paul Clinton is the owner of Flannery's Bar, and he's also chairman of the Camden Corridor Hospitality Group.
There's great comfort in knowing that there's trained medics on the street, because if we have someone, let's say they've got a cut over their eye because they fell over or they tripped over a step or something, if they can walk,
we would walk them up there to say, look, oh, here's somebody. They can get bandaged up and sent home. We'd had a situation where there was someone in the bar that was in distress, and we were told they're a haemophiliac. And, we don't know. We don't know what a haemophiliac looks like. You know, we just didn't know. So we were able to walk up to the Nino and ask the medic there about it, and they came down and they dealt with the situation. So it's just, it's great knowing there's professional medics there and they're available.
I know you've shown your appreciation to them yourselves. Tell me a bit about that. They said that you sent up a couple of pizzas.
Oh, sorry, that's embarrassing. Now. It's just, we think that's great. It was a cold night. We sold pizzas up until like 10 o'clock at night, and before we closed down the pizza oven, we just sent up a few pizzas as a gesture of respect and a small thank you to the staff that are up there. Because they're out there at night time, it's cold, they're standing around. It's the least we could do, and yeah, absolutely. We're just delighted they're there.
One thing I have noticed since the Nino has started operation is there's a lot less sirens, would you believe, on the street. You know, you wouldn't hear it through the glass as much.
Paul Malone has lived on Camden Street for more than 20 years.
Once or twice you might see people bunched up against the door shutter or something like that. They just maybe didn't know where they were, or might have got injured or whatever, and you know, might have cut themselves in a bit of glass. There's a lot of people that take their shoes off, and you see people walking barefoot, which is mental. There'd be once or twice you'd be coming into the apartment and you'd have to give people direction, all right, and once or twice you've called taxis or hailed taxis down for people. Yeah, that has happened. Whereas thankfully now with the Nino there, I haven't seen any of that really since, to be honest.
Back at the Nino itself, on-duty medics Anna and Paige have just finished bandaging a man's hand.
So here we're looking at our basic first aid box, which will contain our plasters, ice packs, splints, gloves, basic medical first aid. Mm-hmm. Here we have the other type of help, including sanitary pads, condoms, tissues, some soaps and sweets as well, deodorants, you know, you name it, and we probably have it.
The most common reason people come here, what would you say it is?
It would probably be sick bags from just too much drink, too good of a night, but don't let me see them getting sick. That is all I'm going to say.
You can't be a medic and be afraid of vomit.
Every medic has something, and mine is sick. Not happening.
We do have as well a homeless community that we would come across here. Fractures that we've mentioned here. One was actually a gentleman who was in a fight and had a broken hand. He was refusing to go to the hospital, so we were actually the only point of any medical help that he could get because of mental health issues. He had extreme phobia of hospitals.
Even being of the younger generation myself as well, it's much easier to come to a place like this where you know you're not going to be judged and people are approachable, rather than some nightclubs can be a bit harsh with security and stuff like that. I hopefully would not need it now. In fairness, I've dealt with enough of it now that I would hope that I would be able to look after myself. Mm-hmm. But a few of my friends now could do with it up and down. And it'd definitely help and get the pressure off my back so that I could go and have a good night rather than mammy and them all night.
It's an amazing idea in Dublin City Centre, I won't even lie to you, especially with the transport being kind of crap. I won't lie, yeah. It's great to have somewhere that you can just kind of sit and be safe, and you know, your battery will die in the middle of the night. Have something for your headache. Just a safe zone to be in Dublin City Centre is great.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, there's always people like hammered on the streets, so it's good that people are here to look after them, you know. It is unsafe, to be fair, so like things like this being dotted around the town would always be good, you know. Absolutely.
I think it's a great idea, but they should have a QR code to donate as well.
They're going
to
get one soon, they said.
Well, yeah, but not soon enough. Not soon enough. It's really important,
I think, especially these colder times of the month, especially.
Oh, yeah. 100% as well. And with the nightlife in Dublin as well, like, it's very important.
Yeah. I don't know if this is going to do a whole lot for safety as such, but I think it's like a nice gesture, and I think a lot of people complain about Dublin nightlife and a lot of people don't think it's that great, so this I suppose adds to it, but I don't know if it does a whole lot for safety as such.
I think it's reassuring people that we're there, that there's a level of trust that we're actually doing something for the people of the city.
Ray O'Donoghue again.
I think there's a lot of time to talk around tables, and we hear of working groups, and we hear of task force, and we hear of stuff happening, but we don't see it, physically see it on the street. And I think this is a good example of something, an initiative that is tangible, that people can see, it's on the street, it's actually out there helping people. And we're hoping that we can roll it out on a more permanent basis and perhaps in more cities around the country. All of that is work in process.
And that report is from Sarah Madden, Ray O'Donoghue, the last voice you heard there, all about the Nino service, which is about to conclude its trial just after Christmas in Dublin's Camden Street.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.